Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Well, if you're getting close to retirement, thinking about how you're going to pay for that retirement and live out those golden years can be quite scary. And if I told you the number 8,000, and you're thinking, 8,000, what's she talking about? That's the number of average days you will spend in retirement. And my guest, Jennifer Perry of Prudential Advisors, is in the studio with me. And I can't decide if I think 8,000 days is long or short, Jennifer.
Well, it does sound like to me, it sounds like it's not long enough.
It's not long enough. Yeah. 8,000 is not long enough.
It actually comes to, I think it's 21.9 years.
21.9 years.
Yes.
Okay, and there are phases.
Yes.
That you go through during this retirement, these 8,000 days.
Yes.
So, of course, the one when you everybody throws you that going away, bon voyage, yes, retirement party, you get the golden watch or the Mont Blanc pin or whatever, yes, you're going to get, you're in the honeymoon phase.
Yes.
You think, this is bliss, so glad I did it, at whatever age you're doing it, and you're in the honeymoon phase.
Yes, exactly. So when we look at this, you know, and this is not a study or information I've come up with on my own, as much as I'd like to take credit for it. It's actually from the MIT Age Labs. And when you look at entering into retirement, the honeymoon phase, as you said, is like, we're super excited. I'm not going to have to get up with the alarm clock anymore. I can just now go out and hang out with my friends and travel and do whatever I want. But when you start, it usually takes a good 30 days into that honeymoon phase for, I think, reality to hit. You know, you start looking for reasons now to wake up in the morning and decide what you want to do. So in your honeymoon phase, I would really recommend that you sit down with somebody and just kind of look at like a retirement mentor. Somebody
hopefully
who can,
Jennifer, they've actually done that before they retired.
Yes, they do. They do need, one of the areas that I work in is retirement planning and income planning. And the best thing I can say on the front end before you get to this, as you just pointed out, is if you're about 10 or 15 years out from retirement, you really need to be sitting down with somebody who specializes in getting you to and through retirement, because you could end up not just in 21 years, you could be in there, mm-hmm, for 30 or 35 years. I have some clients that retired at 55. So you look at how much longer in life they might be. So you might be reinventing yourself as you get into retirement as well. But you're right. It's important to you for you to sit down with somebody before you get to that stage.
So first go to your HR person at work and find out everything that's going on through your work, and then seek out someone outside of work to help you plan.
Exactly right. There are a lot of things I see with clients that they don't realize that when they retire, certain things like life insurance or health benefits, some disability or things that they thought would transfer and follow them,
yeah,
really doesn't. A lot of it is tied to their job. And in some cases, that's things that we need to be looking at a good 10 years away from retirement. But you're right. Have an understanding of what you have at work and what's going to happen when you leave. Also understand what options that you have. And what I've learned, too, is that depending upon the size of the company that you work for, they may not have a lot of education around that. So it's really important to seek out somebody, whether it's myself.
Yeah, your HR person cannot be your retirement planning person.
No. And a lot of people don't realize, too, that when they're working with somebody, they may have a great relationship with a banker that they've been working with for 20 years, done a great job getting them to a certain point in their life. accumulating money, watching their accounts. But that person might not be the one that's equipped to help you transfer into the next phase of mm-hmm. your life, because retirement is just not an area that they specialize in. So you really need to sit with somebody who is going to work through what happens when my paycheck stops. How does my income pick up? What does that look like? So entering into the honeymoon phase, which is the first, let's just look at it as the 2,000 days, it's important to look and sit with somebody who can come alongside you, make sure that all your ducks are in a row of how you're going to pay and carry on in retirement. Then also look at, you know, are you going to take what you did for a living and turn it into now a job? Do you have a hobby that you really like that you wanted to say, when I retire, I'm going to really focus on?
Yeah.
So start finding things to do with your time. If you worked at a big position in a corporate situation, maybe you want to go into consulting. But have an idea of what you're going to do, because a lot of people say by the end of 30 days, I can only play so much golf or drink so much wine with my friends that I now need to start doing
a
things.
A purpose. You need
right.
a purpose.
You absolutely need a purpose. Yes.
Okay. Then that takes us into stage two of stage four stages, and that's the big decision phase.
Yes. Now, once the honeymoon stage or early retirement is over and you've really adjusted to being fully retired, you're going to start to begin some facing some pretty big decisions. And a lot of people look at, well, do I need to be in this house any longer? You know, this was great when all my kids were growing up, or when we had a lot of things going on within the house, but do I want to downsize? And a lot of people decide that they want to downsize, they want to move closer to their children or grandchildren. So this is really the big decision of, before I put my feet into a second career or do something else, where do I want to be? Mm-hmm. And do I want to stay local or do I want to move away? And if I do want a new home, what am I going to do with the current home? Do I now need an introduction to a realtor? You know, you may have been in this house for a long period of time, and along with that comes a lot of stuff that you kind of pack up and hoard, and might be a good opportunity to have a really big yard sale, which you now can do online, that I found out. So that's a really a good thing they need to be figuring out. And then also, like you had said before, really honing in on finding your purpose for this phase of your life.
Because it changes throughout your life. Your purpose that you had in your 20s is not the purpose that you had in your 40s or your 50s or 60s.
No. And I'm you and I are almost the same age. And, you know, my husband and I are downsizing because kids are out.
Yeah.
Youngest is going to college. You know, we're starting at that point in our life to downsize. And it doesn't matter if you're in your 50s or 60s or 70s, you're still going to face these big decisions. And one of the biggest ones that I see is, where are we going to live?
Okay. All right. Now, stage three of the four stages is navigating longevity phase.
Yes. This is one of the areas that I see a lot of people not paying attention to as they're preparing for retirement that they should.
Okay.
A lot of conversations that I have with clients, they assume if they have children that their children are going to step in and take care of them should any health care issues arise.
Right.
Or if
I'm planning on it.
Did you have that conversation with your boys? Because I think they may have a different opinion on that. But you need to realize that as we continue to get older, people are living longer. Medical advances are unbelievable. They're finding cures almost every day for something that, you know, people have been struggling with for a long time. But, you know, what happens if something happens to me or to my spouse? We see a lot of people that, you know, enter into retirement and go off and everything's great, and then somebody gets sick or somebody passes away and they've not put the necessary plans in place that they needed to take care of either each other or themselves. So that's something that definitely you need to evaluate long before you get to retirement. But now when you're into retirement in this particular stage of your life, you really have to figure out how are we going to face the healthcare issues that we have, and how are we going to pay for it?
Okay.
And there are a lot of things people don't realize that are in the marketplace now that can help offset all of that cost, have a plan in place. That a lot of people don't want to get into long-term care insurance because it's so cost prohibitive, but there are other options out there for them, and I would just definitely encourage them to explore them, and that's something that we can certainly help them with.
And you don't want to outlive your money?
No. Outside of medical expenses and the cost of that in retirement, it's the number one fear that retirees have is running out of money.
Okay.
And that's something that, you know, we can sit down at this stage of your life, if you're in your 50s, or you know, early 60s, we can literally sit with you and look at where all of your sources of income are coming in and project. If we stay the course, we make some changes, do I have enough? Mm-hmm. And that's that is the largest fear that retirees have. You don't want to run out of money before you run out of breath.
And
that just doesn't work.
Give you peace of mind.
Yes.
Okay, the final stage, stage four, the solo journey phase.
Yes, and I know this isn't one that
it's people, not one of my favorites.
No, it really isn't, but it is a reality. And for over a decade, I've spent just working with women. And in a lot of cases, it's the women who are facing this solo journey. And, you know, we continue to talk about, you know, taking care of who's going to take care of me. And then looking at some things about what do I do now I'm living alone? How does that affect my life? And then learning how to reinvent yourself and recreate yourself after you lose a spouse.
Right.
And it's sad to talk about. A lot of money is not easy to talk about, period.
Right.
But when you start talking about planning for what happens to me when I'm now by myself, the more that you have a plan for, the better it's going to be, not just for you. But I know women are more concerned than men about leaving a mess for their children if anything happens. So the more you can do on the front end to take care of the stuff that you face in retirement, the better off not just you are going to be, but the future generations that come behind you are going to be, because you've taken time to not leave them a mess. So all in all, look forward to retirement. I know it sounds awful to be ending on the solo journey, but have a plan for it, because you are going to go through these things, and make sure that you're working with someone that can kind of walk through and transition through life with you.
It can be the golden years of your life if you plan for it and plan well. And we're going to tell you ways to get in touch with Jennifer and Prudential so you can do that right after this. So you're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Hey, y'all, it's time for Breaking Chews. This is where we drill down on all the breaking news about restaurants, chefs, festivals. I'm here with my foodie correspondent, David Danzig, from Encore Magazine and BelindaSkelton.com. So, our buddy Kevin Rathbun.
Yeah, let's just do a whole segment on Kevin Rathbun.
We could do a whole hour.
One of the great chefs, not just of Atlanta and Georgia, really in the Southeast, really in the country. I mean, he's just world-class guy and just a nice guy all around. He's got Rathbun's Steakhouse. He's got Rathbun's Restaurant, Krog Bar, the KR Steak Bar. And if you're looking, if you're already sort of in that incubation period, you're thinking about what would be a good gift this holiday for my foodie, my significant other. Kevin Rathbun hosts these unbelievable cooking classes. And they're spread throughout the year, and they just released the 2019 cooking class schedule. They're going to be doing a German cuisine in January, a New Orleans class in March, Mexican street food in May, farm to table in July, a Big Green Egg barbecue class in September, and then a whole holiday foods thing next November 2019. So how does it work? It is $400 per person per class. I know this.
Don't gasp.
Hold. You know, wait, there's more. And they're non-refundable tickets, but you get one person in the class, a four-course meal the night of the class, and you can bring a guest, and that comes with wine pairing, and you get a logoed item. So it's not.
I think it's a great bargain.
It's a great value. I mean, $400 for a couple people, and you get the class, and you're taught by the master.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like Yoda is teaching you class.
Absolutely.
So for information on this, go to BelindaSkelton.com. I'll have a link up there how you can pre-purchase this. This will blow minds, but this sells out. So
oh, yeah.
It's first come, first serve. And if you're going, well, that's just a little too rich for my blood, but I'd sure like to be around Kevin and enjoy his stuff. Next Sunday, his restaurant, Krog Bar, is having their annual Pig and Paella birthday party.
Oh, fun.
Sunday, October 14th. There's going to be a whole roasted pig, wine, beer, Spanish desserts, and music. That's only $75, so you could probably swing that. I'm going to have a link for that as well at BelindaSkelton.com.
So where can we find you during the week, sweetheart?
My website is BitesNSites.net, BITES, the letter N, SITES.net. Follow me on Facebook. Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
All right. I can't wait to see what you bring to the table next week. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Well, you know, it's turned out to be a beautiful day. The clouds are gone. The sun is out. It's 72 gorgeous degrees outside. And we have a topic for you this 30 minutes that's really interesting. We're talking about permanent makeup. How would you like to roll out of bed? Your lips are a beautiful natural color. Your eyebrows look full like you were in high school, and your face just has that wonderful, fresh, youthful look. Well, you can get that, believe it or not, through the Nouveau Clinic. And Evie Delaney is here in the studio to talk about that. Welcome to the studio, Evie.
Thank you, Belinda. Appreciate it.
And you've been on TV for years. But this is your first radio appearance.
It is.
Welcome.
I'm excited.
Isn't it nice to come to work in jeans?
It is.
Okay, let's talk about the number one thing that people come to the Nouveau
Clinic for
is eyebrows.
Absolutely. It's a unisex service because we're in an aging population. For women, most of it is from over-tweezing when we went through the 70s.
Oh, yes.
And had those really thin eyebrows. And also hormonal changes as we age, thyroid issues. Mm-hmm. Men have these same exact problems. Maybe they didn't tweeze their brows, but certainly hormonal changes as we age. And so the first thing that you notice is your hair starts to thin and your brows start to get scraggly and misshapen. And for women, we can cover it with cosmetics, but for men, nope, they don't have any such luck. So it just makes you look older because you don't have any definition around the eyes. We say brows are the frame for the face.
It really is.
Yes, and that's for both men and women, and it makes you look young and vital and refreshed. And for women, we can style the brow in such a way where they wake up looking younger every day of their lives.
It pulls the eye up.
It
does. Makes it look more open.
It does. And the neat part about this procedure has been around for probably 35 plus years, but it replicates the look of human hair. So instead of makeup pencils, which are solid effect, or powder, which is a solid effect, we literally use a cosmetic tattoo process to draw each hair in individually. Mm-hmm. And we use 3 to 5 tones of color layered over a couple sessions to give the illusion of real hair. Now, it's not real hair, but it's a great faux piece of art that's intermersed with your hair. And it looks like the real thing. That's the neat part about it.
And because you're doing the different colors layered on top of each other, right, it gives a real 3D effect.
Absolutely.
Your before and after pictures. If you go to Nouveau
FaceAndBody.com.
FaceAndBody.com, you can see before and after pictures of everything that their clinic does, and it's amazing. If you have questions for Evie, jump on the line quickly. We're going to talk about face, lips, hair. That's 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. Okay, so we've tackled the brow.
Right.
And, well, first, let's talk about, is there a downtime for the brow?
No, there really isn't. This is a very simple procedure we use. The client comes in. We do a consult with how they'd like to have their brows to appear on a daily basis. As a makeup artist, we draw them out for them so they can preview it and actually see it on their face first.
And then so you can make any changes if you
need to. Any changes they want. So we can work with people that have just a little bit of hair, or no hair at all, or just misshapen brows just from years of over-tweezing, and we'll stylize them with them. Once they've approved a template, Belinda, we then numb the brow area, and then we will use a cosmetic, a tattoo machine that basically the needles are the width of human hairs. They're so fine and delicate. That's how we can replicate this feature on the face. So the artist dips into the pigment and then strokes the hair stroke through the brow We do this over and over until we've built an eyebrow. When we're done, it just looks like their brows have been instantly restored. They get to walk out the door looking like that. So start to finish, in 90 minutes, they've got brows. And it lasts 18 months to 3 years without wiping off. If they need a little tweak, we invite them to come back within 3 months, and we can finalize any little details that need to be done. But other than that, they are cosmetic-free instantly with no downtime.
I've looked at so many of your before and after pictures, and it truly looks so natural.
Thank you.
That I would not be able to tell that that was not their natural brow.
That's our whole goal. That's our whole goal. So, again, and this is really important when we work with a male audience. Again, no makeup there, so we want to make sure that there's no downtime for them. And we definitely build men's brows in two sessions. So they come in, we do the first session very lightly, and then we come back in about 6 to 8 weeks and add a little bit more to give dimension. And then again, just like with women, they'll have about 18 months to 3 years where they just look better. Men look right. better with some dimension and color around their eyes.
And, you know, we talked about before that men and women in the workplace, it's we're working longer.
Right.
Working up into the advanced ages.
That's right.
So you want to look more youthful longer.
Right.
It gives you an edge in the workforce.
I agree. And it makes you feel better. I always tell my clients, your outsides and insides need to match. And whatever you need to do that, that's where we need to be, because we are living longer. And it's a world that's youth-driven. We're, unfortunately, a youth-focused culture. So, you know, 50's the new 40 and so on.
Right.
And that's true. And that's because we eat better, you know, we take better care of ourselves, and we have access to all these amazing no downtime procedures, really. We call them lifestyle-friendly procedures, that you come in, spend an hour and a half, and you can look up to 10 years younger when you walk out the door. How great is that?
It's like the magic pill.
It is.
Okay. If you would like to join us on the phone lines, that's 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. And Evie, you actually started working in a burn clinic.
I did. I started out, I actually was a professional makeup artist. I'd been an esthetician, and I kind of wanted to move more into service work. So my mother had been a two-time burn survivor, and as a child, I was very aware of mm-hmm. what that made her feel like and all the things she had to go through to get ready. And so I found an article about paramedical artists and how they restored features using cosmetic tattooing. And it was in a burn clinic out in California. So my mother said, well, I'll take care of the animals. You go and see what you think. And I came home 3 weeks later, and I said, this is what I want to do with the rest of my life. It was amazing.
That is tremendous. And also, we need to say that we can talk about the term microblading
yes.
for eyebrows, and that's probably the term that
right.
most people
Correct.
Associate with eyebrows. You call it
microstroke.
Mm-hmm. And why is that?
Microblading is just a manual method of application of these individual hair strokes. Microstroke just means that it's the same thing, except that we're using a digital computerized apparatus so that it's safer for the skin, because we've eliminated the human component of am I too deep, am I too shallow. So the machine reads the skin as we work across it, and it just like they do in hair transplant surgery
right.
now, they have robots that do the same thing. So it allows us to kind of remove that element of error, and that way we never go too deep or too shallow. It's just always the perfect amount. It adjusts itself automatically for every person I'm working on. So we can do all skin types, from the lightest complexion to the darkest, where the traditional microblading manual method, there's great limitations on the type of people that can be done on. And it's only meant to last for about a year. So ours is more of the long term, but it's still the same effect, that individual hair stroke that everybody's so excited about right now.
Okay, let's talk about something that I'm dying to do.
Yeah, lips.
Lips. And this is not talking about making your lips a larger size.
Right.
This is giving them the look of that you have lipstick on.
Correct.
And not a garish color. This is just a little tone, a little color to your lips, so you can wake up looking like you are fresh and you've just had your, you know, little fresh hint of color.
Exactly. We call it an enhanced natural or lip blushing. And this particular procedure lasts about 3 years. So when we do this and a client comes in, we're going to match the tone of what young children's lips look like. And that's our best visual example. Everybody knows that that color is amazing and it goes with everything.
Right.
So this is why we call it enhanced natural. Now, different tones of skin have different amounts of blue note in the lips depending on the amount of veins present in the surface. So we will adjust that enhanced natural to each individual person. But in the end, it's going to look like they did when they were a small child, that vibrancy and just natural color that goes with everything. And once we age, Belinda, what happens besides hair loss is lip color.
Because I have no color in my lips.
Yeah,
I mean,
we lose color.
I look like a cadaver.
She does not look like a cadaver. But we do lose color. So we kind of look washed out and tired all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you see women putting lipstick on. I mean, think of
and
all the
also,
lipstick we use.
I eat my lipstick
yes.
off throughout the day. I mean,
that can't
it
be healthy, right?
It doesn't stay on like any time at all.
Right. So we can do this procedure for you. And when you walk out the door, Belinda, you'll just look like you have lipstick on that day. Within 3 days, it settles down and lightens. And within 6 weeks, the body's bloomed in this amazing color that nobody can tell or believe is actually tattooed in. And it's going to last you about 3 years. Now, I'd say the biggest question we get is, if it's a tattoo, why doesn't it last forever? This is cosmetic or medical tattooing. The pigments that we use are designed to be exfoliated by the body over
okay.
time so
right.
that you don't get in trouble. And you can change your mind as you grow older. You may want things to look different. So as the body exfoliates it out, that allows your artist to change the color and age gracefully with you.
Okay, what if I decide I'm going to wear this bright red dress to a Christmas party?
Okay, and you've got enhanced natural lips. You'd simply put a red lipstick over the top of it, and it would function just like it would lipstick on your normal lips. Because the tattoo's under the skin, Belinda, it does not interfere with top cosmetics. So I always tell women, we want you to look natural, and then anything else you want to add to it to enhance it or embellish it in the evening, go ahead. I mean, it works very well hand in hand. But the good thing is you get to wake up with color every day.
And what is the downtime of having this done?
There's really no downtime with either procedure. We just tell people the color's going to be vivid for about 3 days because my paintbrushes are needles. But you're numb when the procedure's done. You're numb when you leave. It's very comfortable. A lot of people think needles and pain with traditional
right.
tattoo or fillers. But we use great topicals. And these are very shallow, superficial type tattoos that don't cause discomfort because of how we manage it. A little Tylenol afterwards and you're good to go.
Oh, that sounds fabulous. Okay, we're speaking with Evie Delaney with Nuvo Clinic, permanent makeup, and there's so much that she actually does at her clinic. So we want you to go to, what's the website?
It's NuvoFaceAndBody.com.
And we're going to be talking about more about that coming up in the next segment. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Now more of Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Thank you, Scott. You know what? You can spend less time on you in the morning and look better. Wake up looking fresh and have the look that you did when you were 16, full brows, color in your lips, hair filled in. You can have that at Nuvo Clinic with Evie Delaney is in the studio. And Evie, you have a special offer for our listeners.
I do. Okay. So anybody that calls into our clinic and says they heard about us on WSB, we're going to give you $75 off.
That's tremendous.
Yeah, any of our permanent brow procedures, and that includes your consult and the actual session. We give you two sessions with that, so that's a pretty great savings.
That's a great savings.
Yes.
Thank you.
I know that a lot of people struggle with Nouveau. It's a French word, so I want to spell that.
I struggle with saying it.
It's, let me spell it. It's Nouveau. So it's the Nouveau Clinic, and we're located right off of North Point Parkway by North Point Mall. The address is 5755 North Point Parkway, and our phone number is 404-936-6931. If you'd like to give us a call, we're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6 p.m.
Okay. And if you didn't catch that, you can call me here at the radio station and I'll give you all the information for Evie and we'll get you in touch with her. So let's talk about real quick if you have adult acne.
Yes. Yes.
So many people, sometimes I feel like I'm going through puberty with my teenage boys.
Yes. Unfortunately, this is really more common than, you know, most people are aware of. But wrinkles and zits don't go together, right?
No,
so
no.
You can't use the same products your sons use because a lot of their issues, again, being young hormones and ours being older hormone issues, they have too much, we have too little.
Mm-hmm.
So these imbalances cause the acne, and then also we can get, treatments that can dry our skin out too much. So our clinic specializes in things for adult acne that doesn't dry the skin but clears up the problem.
Okay, so don't try to use Proactive or anything.
Correct. No, no. That is definitely for your 16-year-old son.
Okay. So go to, if you want to give the website.
It's NouveauFaceAndBody.com. And again, Nouveau is spelled Nouveau.
Okay. Thank you so much, Evie, for being on the radio with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Stay tuned. Dr. Joe is in the house, and he's going to be with us this next hour. So stay tuned. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants. They all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.